Good to be
1, 2, 3. Welcome to SecurityGuyTV.com at Black Hat 2017 in beautiful Las Vegas. And what's your name, sir?
Greg Fitzgerald.
And what's the name of your company?
Javelin Networks.
Now, J-A-V-E-L-I-N.
Yes.
And there's a dash in there.
That's correct. If you go into our website, javelin-networks.com.
All right, don't forget that. That's very important. Now, what do you guys do?
We prevent credential theft and lateral movement by attackers into an organization's network.
Oh, boy. Now, I like the way that sounds. Credential theft and lateral movement.
Yes.
Yeah.
Meaning, not vertical.
Yeah, so now make sure I get this right. My directions, I'm not good with directions. So if he steals the credentials, he's going laterally through the network because he's got permission, not proper permission, but...
Actually, in our particular case, what we're seeing today is the cybersecurity market is you've got a lot of preventive technologies that are trying to prevent the compromise from happening
That's right. First place
to a single computer. Then there are a lot of technologies that are aggregating lots of data, indicators of compromise, analysis to show, one, if their attacker is present and what kind of breadcrumbs they left of what they actually did. The reality is the attackers are getting on a single machine. They're stealing a credential. So they're going, first of all, when I get on a machine, I got to find out where I am.
Okay.
Then I got to find out what privileges this particular computer has. And then what computers is it connected to that I have the rights to go to undetected?
That's the lateral movement.
That's the lateral movement.
Okay, all right.
Because as an attacker, it's wonderful that I can get on a single machine. But the reality is most attackers are not just trying to take the data of one machine.
Right.
They want to cause damage. The only way to cause damage or to get to their ultimate goal is to traverse other machines and get to that location. Now, what's beautiful about an attacker's perspective is time means nothing to them. It could take them years. It could take them, as long as they're undetected, they don't care.
Right.
They have a mission and they're going to achieve it. So in the case of credential theft, I'm imitating just like you, like our Irish cousin. As long as I act like you and go to the places you're allowed to go, there's no detection technology in the world and there's no people that will know that I am not actually you because I'm imitating that.
Yes, we talked several software people today who detect Chuck Harold not going to SecurityGuyTV.com. Every Tuesday he goes to SecurityGuyTV.com. Three Tuesdays he didn't. Something's wrong.
Yeah.
But if I keep doing what I always do, there's
that's
no
right.
difference.
And that's the difference between like behavioral analysis and then what we are providing as a company where we are taking advantage of what the attacker does to get those credentials and then to know where to go next, hence the lateral movement.
Right.
And the consummate piece is there's one commonality across all the attacks that we've been hearing about, and that is the Microsoft Active Directory. So the Active Directory was created roughly around 2000 and widely deployed to be an IT management ease of use, right? So naturally, that directory can talk to any computer anywhere, and you can ask it questions. How many computers are here? Who are the users? What are the privileges of the users? Where are they located? What are the domain owners of finance or of marketing? All information that an attacker uses in their reconnaissance efforts to know where to go, how to get there, and how to do so undetected. So the challenge has been, how do I stop the legitimate use of a valid credential for malicious purposes? And so Javelin was created by a bunch of Israeli military trained attackers, offensive attackers, to, in essence, hack into organizations and governments. And when they left the organization, I mean the military, they were now responsible for the defense of the similar governments and organizations that they had been trained to attack. And they found that it was literally impossible to detect those attack methods, which were all trained on this Active Directory reconnaissance and querying. So Javelin came up with the ability to, in essence, create a false image of the Active Directory, but from the endpoint point of compromise. So think about this. I'm an attacker. I get on a machine. I'm going to query that directory to get this reconnaissance information. Javelin portrays a false image of that. And so as I start to investigate those particular items, I'm setting off alerts. I'm now detected. Now, the interesting thing is a valid individual never has to interact with a false image. It's always the right computer and the right user.
Right.
So now you know whether it's an outside attacker or an inside attacker, whoever's doing an illicit movement or activity is triggering this without any false positives involved because Javelin's the one creating that image. So it's a beautiful piece about a totally new way of protecting the organization from that kind of a compromise and entry into the organization.
Which high-value assets within an organization are they most likely to go after? Is it finance, payroll, accounts payable?
You know, that's a great question because the motive of an attacker is typically unknown, right? And all we typically know is they're either trying to steal something or to do some sort of damage. But what we're also seeing is a significant amount of just pure espionage. They're not trying to know anything but information. And so the challenge is when information is freely flowing, how do you protect that? Mm-hmm. And not in the sense of, oh, this data file went over here. Physically, someone is just observing what's happening. And so a lot of the attacks that we see, good example, Office of Personnel Management, been talked about and written about extensively. But the concept was the bad guys that were in there were doing nothing more than observation of who were our sensitive personnel in the U.S. government, who spy, honor spies, personnel that they could then use that information to go do a phishing attack to get into the military or to go into the Department of Defense or any other reason, again, just to gain information. And that, to me, I've been in the business for 23 years. My background starts with Tipping Point Technologies for the first intrusion prevention systems to SourceFire to Fortinet to building Cylance endpoint, next-gen endpoint security, to now recognizing that even with all of those network and endpoint defensive technologies, there's still a massive black hole in how we protect ourselves, and it happens to be this Active Directory.
Now, that Active Directory, is that what they call a honeypot?
That's a great question. So a honeypot is typically considered an element that's added to the network organization, right, like a new server, and they typically use a lure to draw me to that particular location. Now, honeypots have been around for about 20 plus years. It's a very known active defense methodology. The challenge is the attackers are really smart.
Okay.
And they know what to do. And as a matter of fact, there's an open source tool that's out on GitHub. You can get to it from the javelin-networks.com website that is it's called a honeypot buster tool. Because it basically says, look, you deploy this, it will tell me where those lures and honeypots reside.
Wow.
Well, now if I'm an attacker, I don't go there, right?
Yeah.
And so the point is like there has to be a next generation way that the attackers do not know there is a defensive tool in place.
Right.
And so Javelin has been uniquely designed to be non-detectable because it's just a memory-based image in the endpoint.
Yeah, yeah.
So we've used really unique hooks in order to prevent the presence of this image, but without the detection by any attacker.
It's brilliant. Very brilliant.
Now, it's been fascinating.
I'm the bad guy.
Yeah.
I'm inside the false Active Directory.
Yeah.
I'm goofing around. Are you going to watch me and see what I do to get to the root of who I am and what I'm after, or are you going to stop me right away?
That's a great question. We have customers that do both. We have some that say, look, I want to see the tradecraft. I want to watch the movies.
Yeah.
I want to know what malware or what communications they're doing, internal and external. So some just observe, but with the full confidence that they're never going to get off of that endpoint.
Yeah.
Why? Because the collecting the information is all not legitimate data.
See, I'm thinking if we watched more of these guys and we recorded mm-hmm. that behavior, mm-hmm. that becomes some kind of algorithm.
Yeah.
What if the same guy does the same thing every time he goes into an attack? My system is 1, 2, 3. Oh, that's Chuck Harrell coming back again. He always says 1, 2, 3. Is that possible?
It is.
We're back.
That, right.
Sorry about that, live stream fans. Fail batteries when it goes. All right. Oh, let me check one more thing.
We're good to go?
777. All right, we're good.
Like it.
All right. Now, I was making a brilliant point, I thought, of how we can, and your clients do this, watch the bad guy inside. He goes 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. We learn that pattern. He always says the same thing. We help identify him like a graffiti artist.
Yes.
That's his mark, right?
Yes.
And so some clients do that. Some clients say, shut him off. We do both. And then you take that data on a pattern of a bad guy. You save it up to a database. You analyze. You use that for future risks.
Yeah, we have that. And we actually, typically what we're doing is, since we're capturing two things. One is we're either capturing the live activity going on, just as a, you know, video camera catching a thief coming into your house and what they're doing. And we'll feed that to smarter analytics. But what's nice about what we're doing is we're saying specifically that guy or girl did that particular activity, and giving that immediate information back to the incident response or IT personnel to then, like you said, I'm going to watch them live, or I'm going to shut them down. We're going to institute mitigation activities, which either disconnect the attacker from that computer, maybe take the computer completely offline, or do something else that might interact with some other security tools that make sure policies are like going up all over the organization. So there's a lot of flexibility in how the protection schema can work after you know that someone is there.
Greg Fitzgerald, we're running long.
Oh, so sure.
I got to cut it. Greg Fitzgerald, JavelinNetworks.com, JAVELIN-Networks.com. Sorry for the auto interruption. I just didn't change the batteries. What a dummy. Thanks for coming on SecurityGuyTV.com at Black Hat 2017.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate
great.
It.
Great. And I feel really good.
Thank you.
I'm feeling good.
Thank you. Thank you
great
very much.
Great solution.
Thank you very
Thanks.
Much. Thank you all.